The shit show.
Yeah, that was a shit show.
All right. Well, it's the worst time of year. Welcome to the shit show. I fucking hate January.
I don't know what's going on.
18th.
What? Wait, Morgan, what's going on? Can you hear us?
Every time I start the QuickTime recording, you guys like go
then
mute.
Forget it. Forget it.
I hate QuickTime. Just like you hate January 18th.
What is QuickTime? That's what I want to know. What is QuickTime? I remember being younger and being like, QuickTime, what is it? What is the point of it?
It used to give me so much anxiety. Like, remember when there'd be like a video like that you get like on email, like AOL.com, and like you'd open it up and it would have like this stupid QuickTime. I don't like it either. But
yeah, people would send emails. They'd be like, check out this video of this reindeer on Christmas Eve. Or,
like, hey. Are you guys still in the holiday spirit?
I was a little bit this week, actually, because I went down the shore.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
We went down the shore and we had a tree still up there. And my mom was like, it's our winter tree. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it was cute. That. Are you in the holiday spirit? You probably are because you just moved somewhere.
I'm not. I didn't have a tree in my old apartment. I didn't have a tree in my new apartment. But what I did have today was an epic fail and like a wardrobe malfunction in front of all my new coworkers.
No, what happened?
I fell on my heels.
That never happens to you. That's bad. I know. That has never happened to you.
So what was happening was, I was wearing stockings, which are slippery, and I was wearing suede heels and very wintry, but just like every once in a while, my heel would like slip out and I was walking past the kitchen, which is a whole nother conversation I want to have after this is like the kitchen at workplaces. Okay.
Okay. And yeah. They're so dumb. They're so stupid.
I was walking past the kitchen to like go to a training and I felt my heel like come out, and usually I can just like pop my heel back in. Like when I put my foot in.
Didn't happen.
My heel missed the shoe and I fell. So I had my laptop in my hands and like dropped my laptop and I was like, oh, and I go, good thing that we sell hardware.
What does that have to do with it?
And then I think I give myself like a thumbs up. Oh my God. So I was nervous about being like a super spreader of COVID for some reason, even though I was negative when I
got. Do you have to wear masks? Do you have to wear masks?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, I saw somebody the other day that posted a work meeting in a conference room. Nobody was wearing masks. So I was like, what? What are you doing?
No, everyone wears masks and they're very good about it, which is good. But it's so weird meeting people in masks. Like there's been a couple occasions where I've had to meet people for the first time in masks, like my dance company and now this, because we have to dance with our masks on. Then we have to go to work with our masks on. And like, it is so hard meeting people because like, some people do not smile with their eyes. They just don't. Yeah, they don't. Like they just don't. So it's so hard.
In line at the Wawa, I was like,
"Wait, you were,
were you
your
smiling?"
Hand?
No, like
no, that's just not.
Picture this mask is here. This is
I
I'm like this.
Were you smiling? It's just so hard to gauge like where people are on.
No,
like,
sometimes you do the head nod. Sometimes you do the head. But yep. You know how scary that looks when you're like this. Like you're walking through and you're like,
yeah. It's like a total like head.
It's like scary.
Nod.
It's like Thriller. Like you know the other.
Just to show like, some sort of emotion. I used to think that the eyes were the windows to the soul, but now I'm starting to think it's the mouth.
The other day I was talking to somebody, like they were coming up the beach with their dog and I had my mask on and I was like going to Andrew, pay attention, you're freaking me out when you look down.
Andrew,
I was writing down that.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. He does that for us.
Sorry, down, like, Andrew. Oh my God. Title. I'm really upset now.
No,
I'm really upset.
I was writing down what and now you're spiraling.
What I was going to say was, Anthony or Andrew, you're getting.
Wait, let him say.
No, I was writing down. Well, I didn't even get the chance to because I looked down at my phone for like a millisecond.
How could you?
I was gonna write down that the episode title should be "The Mouth is the Window,
to the Soul."
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
That is good. But I was gonna say, Andrew, you were getting an F in participation. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop. I don't want to infringe. It's the shit show. It's all you.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I smoked a hit of the weed pen before
this. I knew it. I knew and you were
high. I am just. Oh, I just hit my tooth. Oh my God.
Anthony. So Anthony,
I just hit my tooth with my. Oh my God.
Wait, are you okay?
I'm fine.
There was one time Anthony and I were stoned down the shore, and there was one thing that him and I had in common. It was that we can't eat candy when we're high.
No, never, because your teeth are so real. And that just happened to me. Your teeth are so real. They're really there.
They're so there. Yeah, they're the skeleton.
Really there when you're at, they're the skeleton of the mouth.
The skeleton.
No, those teeth are the windows to the soul. That's true. I think that's true.
Oh my God, I was with
Zuzu.
Zuzu's teeth. All right, the most embarrassing happened. Me and Dominic were in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about friends with the waiter. Okay, so we made friends with the waiter. Mm-hmm. And this is two stories I was going to tell combined in one. Because I was going to tell a story about when somebody took off their mask that shouldn't have taken it off. There were two of them. Sorry, guys, anybody listening, I'm really sorry right now.
You're fine.
So, oh my God, I hate when you do that.
I'm the worst person. Like, I'm the worst person to console.
Whenever I'm hot, no, you're not doing anything wrong. You're doing the right thing. You're just like, hey, no, you're fine. But it reminds me of like when find out really bad news and somebody's like, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Like, toxic positivity.
It's making me think that it's actually bad and that you're like, it's not a big deal. Like, then you're like, oh, okay. But when somebody's like, no, you're fine, it's like, oh, somebody must be wrong. Anyway, so we became friends with this waiter that was the waiter in our hotel. And what? What?
Nothing. You're just making me laugh, too.
All right. Okay. He was the waiter at our hotel. And did I mention he was the waiter at the hotel? Anyway, what were we talking about?
Go!
What was this story?
Can we name him?
Andrew is his name, actually.
Aww.
But what was this story about?
Oh, it was embarrassing. And then someone took off.
Oh, okay. So Dominic was talking about somebody and was like, oh my God. And the guy's teeth are awful. And he went to go show Andrew the picture of the guy he was talking about. And this guy's teeth were very small and like all spread out. Like, oh, you know, God. Like that vibe, like where it's like small and spread out teeth.
Like chiclets.
Yeah.
He went to go sneeze and took off his mask and sneezed with his mask off. And then he started talking. He had the exact same teeth as the person that Dominic showed him.
That's weird. With.
Oh, no.
I know. So I was like, oh, fuck. Like, he definitely like.
Wait, that. I have a question about that because I've been thinking about this as well. Like,
you do not have chiclet teeth, Andrew.
Thank you. Is it appropriate to take off your mask to sneeze? If like you're out in public.
No.
No. You should know. Like if you're walking down the street.
If
why would you? That's what it's for.
I understand. Yes. Yeah. But like I was caught. Like,
if you sneeze in your mask, then it's comes back at you.
Right.
Yeah, that's the point.
It ricochet. Yeah. But you can also sneeze in your elbow. Like
yes. Yeah.
Wait, why did you sneeze outside of your mask, Andrew?
Okay, so I was caught in a situation a few weeks ago where I was just walking down the street and I was like, okay, I feel a sneeze coming on, the worst feeling in the world, of course.
I think or, that's or orgasmic. Best,
yeah,
I hate it. No, because it's then it's relatable. Like you start thinking about it and sometimes you lose it. But no, this one came and I was just like, oh my God, a fight or flight. Like, should I take down my mask or should I sneeze into the mask? And I was like, I don't want to have boogers all over my face, mask. Potentially. So,
yeah.
So I did take it down and I did get some looks and I didn't feel good about it.
Were you outside?
Yeah, I was outside.
Well, what do you think now? Have you been have you been thinking about it? Like, who caught you?
Have you reflected on your actions?
No, I mean, I was walking down the street alone. You know, it was just random people that witnessed it. But yeah, I was just like, I don't know what it, I think obviously you should keep the mask on at all times.
When you sneeze. Okay.
Yeah, especially.
You know what I don't miss about people not wearing masks is when people who listen to your stories and they're like,
yeah,
this is an MP3. This is an audio file. No one knows what you just did.
Anthony smiled with his teeth.
Now he's drinking out of
Danny water. Phantom.
Yeah.
Danny Phantom and Timmy Turner.
Oh my God, that was horrible. All right, so guys, it's the worst time of the year. January 18th sucks.
Dark.
It sucks.
Stark.
Thumbs down.
It's dark.
Somebody did the most annoying thing this morning.
What?
I looked on Instagram. I was already having a shitty Monday.
Well, wait a minute. It's not because it's MLK Day.
Did you have, you had work today though?
I did have work today.
Well, I know I love MLK Day, obviously. I don't mean that January 18th itself is a bad
day. Oh, just the time of year.
Just the time of year. Yeah. Just the time of year. Wow. Like January 6th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, worst time of year. Oh, obviously, we love Martin Luther King Day.
Retrograde comes on the 30th.
Uh-oh. We don't even want to know. Oh no. That's not good. Anyway, today I woke up. I was already having, I wanted to wake up this morning really early. I had my alarm set for 8 a.m. I was like, I'm going to be productive. I'm going to get in a good mood. I'm going to have coffee. I'm going to sit in the master bedroom, put the fire on and do a little bit of work.
You had like a picture perfect day in your mind.
Didn't happen. Woke up at like 11:30. I woke up at like 10:30. Well, first, of course, my alarm goes off at 8. And I'm like, I'm up, but I'm not. So I say 9:30, 10:30. Next thing we know, it's 11:30. Look over at my phone. I had people from work calling me. I was like, hey, like, sorry, in line at the store. We'll call you back. Just like fully lying. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to say I'm going to be in line for about 20 more minutes and typed in like 20 more minutes.
Right.
Anyway, first thing I wake up to my Instagram feed is this fucking girl being like,
oh, I want to know who, but
no caption except for a black heart, and it was just a photo of a bunch of planners. She had a bunch of planners and they were all open with stuff written in them, and she had like put the brightness up. It was the worst picture I've ever seen in my entire life. And then I zoomed in to see what was written on the planners. Yeah. And it was like,
yes,
it was like the dumbest shit. I was like, you planned that? Like, you planned that? It was, I don't want to say what it was, because then there's probably a lot of girls who post planners, but I don't want to differentiate.
Wait, this went to, I feel like this is a very important question. This went to grid or to story?
Grid.
This went to grid. This is that's bold.
Oh no.
Wait, that's actually sick.
I'll send you guys the pic.
You know what? I would bet $500 that the planner is customized.
I'll send you guys the pic right now. I mean, okay. I know we've talked about planning on this show quite a lot. Wait, what is
how we hate it?
Yeah, now we hate it. I was just like, first of all, she got no likes. Let's send it in the shit
that's
show
not
group.
That's not a very likable picture. I'm sorry.
It doesn't do well. Oh wait,
look, see.
People are calling beautiful as if it's like a thing. Like, look at this.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, wait.
Oh.
She's doodling too. She's doodling on her.
Look at this. Set goals.
There's so much I want to say.
Okay, wait. Let's all look at a certain date. Okay. The people listening are going to be like, okay, ready? Look at January 11th. Look at what she did there.
Where is it?
Wait, okay. That's all she did?
Yeah, I'm like, fuck you.
No, listen, here's my problem is that she doesn't like block off times for it.
No, it's just.
Yeah, that's really fucked up.
Oh, I love how she has 6 o'clock. And then another person. Oh, wait, what's on her other calendar?
Oh, yeah.
D-Day.
Oh, my God. Okay. What are your plans? Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm done reading these out loud, but please look at.
People listening are going to wish they saw this.
Please refer to January.
Okay. Which day? Which day? They're all January.
No, it's the other planner. So it's
oh,
the
okay. planner. Okay. Which part?
And on the left, most left page on the right side.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, what does that mean?
That could mean anything.
Anyway, it pissed me off today when I saw it. And no shade, if you're the girl who did it and you're listening, no shade to you. It has nothing to do with you. It's just, it's like, what are you trying to prove to me with that? That you're planning?
I'll tell you what she's trying to prove right now.
What?
Aesthetic.
Morgan, you're chewing your gum right into the microphone, by the way.
It's Nicorette. I have to.
Wait, where's your jewel?
It's here. So... they're completely negating one another. Like
it's very distracting.
Morgan, you're doing Nicorette and the jewel
and podcasting
and drinking wine.
Morgan, what? Why are you doing? Since when do you do Nicorette?
Since actually since work, because I can't jewel throughout the day anymore.
Yes, you can.
Not on my desk.
You're kidding me.
All right, Andrew, I'll throw it out. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Oh God,
is it? Okay.
It was just.
We're not doing ASMR or anything on here.
Not anymore.
Okay. I just feel like I got slapped on the wrist by a teacher.
Yeah, I know.
So I mean, you told me that I got an F earlier, so I'm just returning the favor.
Nothing like the feeling of a clean. Nothing like the feeling of a planned day, a clean planner.
No, I'm telling you, it's the aesthetic. Like it's just like the black and white, clean lines and. I might follow her.
Say, hey, tune in to the most recent episode of The Shit Show to hear us discuss your planner. Your problem?
Here's the worst thing, and I didn't want to admit this, and I actually didn't think of it until just now, is like for Christmas, I did ask for a planner.
Did you get it?
Yeah. And it has like jaguars on it, like really cute jaguars. It has my initials on the bottom.
I look horrible. I look the worst I've ever looked right now.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You do not.
You're like, not true. Andrew's like, not true. I've seen you look worse. Yeah.
Andrew.
Rebuke that statement.
Andrew, this will be a fun game. Okay. So you obviously went to high school with Anthony and I.
Yeah.
Could you give us first impressions and now impressions?
Oh, that's good.
I feel like I have like a really great first impression story of Anthony, because Morgan, you and I really didn't interact, I think, at all. Like I just watched you from afar. I think like the most vivid memory that I have of you from high school is you were in the senior skit playing
Mr. Prospo.
Yeah.
Which was, epic.
That was Anthony's assignment, and he had me Vogue throughout the whole hallway.
Oh, it was
that
so
was
good.
Epic.
That was epic.
I love
that. She's never been done before. I felt honored.
Yeah, because the next year I put together the senior skit for my graduating class, and Lauren Crudell and Darby wanted to play Miss Penza and Mr. Prospo. And I gave them like the material, like I gave Mrs. Penza and Mr. Prospo what we were gonna do in the skit and everything. And then Miss Penza called me into her office and she was like, no, you can't do that. I want nothing to do with this
skit. Yeah, what happened?
I forget exactly what, I could probably find it on my computer.
It probably had nothing to do with you. It was probably like something with the school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was totally. But yeah, no, she didn't want to be part of it. And I was like, it would have been so good. But I mean, no one could have touched your performance. Obviously.
No, nobody could have touched that. The girl who did Miss Penza in our grade did not do a good job. What?
Luckily that video cannot be found
anywhere.
Nobody
can find it. Can find it.
I can find it right now in a second.
It's not on YouTube.
No, you can't. Andrew, no, you can't. I'm telling you, I don't
think it's not on YouTube. It's nowhere.
If you can, then
I know why you can't find it, Andrew, because you asked me for it for a couple years. We couldn't find it.
No, I feel like I was probably the person that watched that skit the most times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, I watched it so many times.
You did?
I thought it was so good.
Oh, I remember that, Andrew, because you had asked me so much about it after, and you were like, "I'm making the one for our grade."
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For those of you who don't know, the senior skit was basically where like the senior class would just emulate and copy and like skit. Yeah, would be like people would like assign themselves as like a teacher and like pretend to be them and just like basically like it was like SNL for seniors. Right?
Yeah, yeah. It was like SNL for seniors. That's a really good way to describe it. It's a good
Anthony, you were such a good brother, Jim. Like, so good.
That's great.
He really loved that performance.
What was the store that he was obsessed with? Not, is it Brooks
Hugo
Brothers?
Boss. Hugo Boss.
Oh, man, he was obsessed.
And I went into Hugo Boss, and I remember those guys who worked there were like so excited when I went in and I was like, hey, can you guys be in? I was like, you know, Brother Jim. They were like, yeah. And I was like, so I'm playing in that. A TV yeah. show for like,
and then Anthony would act pose like
you would act.
Yeah. And Anthony would like pose like the mannequins. It was so funny.
And they were like, hey, Brother Jim, welcome to Hugo Boss. We just shut down the store for you.
I wonder what Brother Jim's last name is. Anyway.
Perschenheider. Brother Jim Persch. Oh, no, his last name is Jim. His first name is Brother.
Oh my God.
Wait, so Andrew, so what was your first impression of
yeah,
you?
So you saw
Andrew. I think that, okay, so it must have been it must have been like after like a cross country practice that I was in the library. Like, you know, like how there was like a group of kids like every day after school, like hours upon hours for their parents to finally.
Or play practice. We had play right. practice.
And so like, I think I was there with like you and there was someone else in my grade that was also there. And like, like, I think you were talking about like porn or something. And you were like, it's so, and you were like, it's so disgusting. It's so disgusting. And I remember being like, oh yeah, it's so gross. Like, ugh.
Like, I said, porn was disgusting.
You were saying something about porn being disgusting. And I was like, oh, like I've seen that in porn. Actually, I sort of enjoy it.
I probably was deflecting. I probably liked it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, oh, okay. Like that's my first memory of
it. I thought you said it was a good first memory.
No, I just, it was very vivid.
So like, that's a story, but like, what was your impression?
Yeah, what was the impression?
The impression. Well, you definitely didn't like porn. And
I was lying.
You commanded an audience. You were very entertaining. You had a lot of hot takes about this porn.
Jesus,
and
what kind of porn was it? I wanted. Why was I? It was a. What kind of porn was I watching?
I don't know. I think that if I want to put like a pinpoint on it. I feel as though it was like a male female porn that was. What are you doing with
Look
your
at
camera?
This movement. He's making a porno.
It was a male female porn, but the female was being it penetrated anally, and I think that you thought it was disgusting.
I said it was disgusting,
and I was like, actually, I am for that.
I'm pro.
I said that I hated anal sex.
Yeah. Now look at you now. Exclusively having anal sex.
Yeah.
Look at me now. Look at me now.
All right, guys. So you have something to talk about.
Well, wait. What's his now impression?
Wait. Yeah. And then, I want to know, Anthony, same question back at me. Do you recall anything?
I remember my first impression of you.
Oh, no.
Of liking porn.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We're just waiting.
I don't want to say it because it's like mean.
Oh, okay. Then wait. Oh, no. Can you say it after?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, we get.
Yeah, I'll say it. If you want to cut it out, you can say it.
No,
I'm just being honest. I was nervous for you. I remember thinking, oh no. I remember thinking that you were really, really funny. And I enjoyed talking to you like the first time I talked to you. And then I remember like being like, shit, like he's gonna get people in his grade are gonna be mean to him. That's what I was thinking.
And wow, you were a common day psychic, Anthony.
He is.
But then I kind of always felt, and like correct me if I'm wrong, but I kind of always felt that like once or twice like a month I would kind of find you and like semi-check, but like not in a direct like Anthony Lario checking on Andrew. Like I would pop by a table that you were at and say a few things, and then
that is so sweet.
That was I did appreciate that. I do remember that. Thank you.
Very sweet, Andrew. Yeah. I wish we were friends in high school.
It's okay.
Well, I'm clarifying. I only thought that because I knew how mean kids could be, and like, fortunately, I was never really on the brunt of a lot there. I was more of the brunter, and I think it was probably a policing mechanism to try to make myself,
yeah,
like alpha, you know.
Yeah.
But I remember being like, ah, like I almost wanted to like pull you aside and be like, you have to play it like this, like you got to play it like this, and
so you're
everything
like
will
mentoring
be fine
a little bit.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to outward because then I would also have been outing myself if I had done that. And I remember feeling like in a weird space an obligation.
But in a way, and they do feel like this conversation is taking a turn from, you know, anal porn to I'm totally welcome to it. But I mean, just observing you from any vantage point throughout the 3 years that we shared in high school, because you made yourself very aware. You made yourself very prominent at that school, and so just observing you was great.
Anthony, don't freak out about
this.
That's
nice, Andrew.
Don't freak out about this. I think it was because you were so involved in so much. I'm serious. Like I feel like you were kind of like the poster child, and in a good way. Yeah, in a great way.
Yeah, totally. I know what you mean. Well, I'm glad I could have helped out, Andrew.
So what are your impressions now, Andrew?
Yeah, what is it now that I'm a mess?
I got onto the Zoom call after talking to you like maybe like an hour ago, and you were it was a very calm, collected conversation. And I get into the Zoom call and I'm experiencing a very different person, and I'm totally welcome to it. But I'm just like, wow.
This is today, you're saying?
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about right now?
Yes. I'm like, a lot has transpired in the past like hour, I guess.
He took a hit.
I love it though.
I love it too.
When you want it. Oh, but I think
he doesn't want to tell us his impressions of us.
Wait, like now, like as in like these past few.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean, Morgan. Like you mean?
Yeah, we're coworkers now. Well, I guess it's like a different. It's different because I just started to get to know Andrew, and for you guys, like you've had like a journey. But again, like that could just be me wanting to like feed my ego or something. I don't know.
What are you going to feed it?
I feel as though for me, Morgan, my perception, how you've very much so shifted your perception, my perception of you, and that like, because like, I feel like I viewed a lot of girls at USIS under like one stroke. And unfortunately, you were sort of just like combined in that because I didn't know you at all. And so to know you a little bit more beyond that has just been such a joy because like you don't fit that stereotype at all.
Oh, so. Thank you, Andrew.
It's so nice.
Andrew, what I want to say to you is that my first impression, I think it was like because I know Rachel Weiss. She's like my neighbor and we spend holidays together and stuff. So sick. I knew about you guys going to Cotillion together. And she always said such great things about you. Like when I told her that you were producing the podcast, she was like, oh my God, like he's so funny. And then getting to know you, I've just realized like how smart and even keeled you are. And I think that's true. So good. And keep that with you. Keep the even keeled, smart, witty and alert persona, and just keep that up because I think it's very attractive and very nice.
Oh, that is so nice. You just made my day.
Aw, happy January 18th.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry that you had a bad experience with it.
No, it's okay.
Well, thank you guys for listening to the series finale.
So we've resolved all of our issues.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go from here.
No, there is somewhere to go because you know what we got to discuss? Talking about high school. This time of year in high school was the worst because
I'm closing my eyes right now.
Well,
this is midterms. Oh my God, this is midterms.
This was midterms, and this was also when alliances began to shift. This is when.
Okay, but wait, I have a question. Sorry. Is this a specific year of high school?
It just was. No, it happened every year. It was like clockwork every year. This is how the year went. It was back to school. Stuff had happened over the summer, but it almost kind of felt like it was clean slate at the beginning of the school year.
Can I cut in? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to like speak my mind a little bit. Mm. Don't you think alliances changed during summer though as well?
Yes, they would, but things would kind of calm down. I felt like any drama that had happened, it was almost like in between two Housewives seasons. Like, of course, mm-hmm. there still no, is. Right. Of course, there still is that drama left over from the last year, but it kind of like there's enough time in between. Even if people's drama outside of school, like during the summer or during breaks, was so much different than drama in school.
Or like it didn't count. Like it didn't count.
It wasn't real.
Right. Yeah.
So I kind of felt like people would like kind of resolve things at the beginning of the year, like the first party. And then it was like Halloween. People were like really together. Thanksgiving was always fun. And then what would happen was before Christmas, people started to get on each other's nerves. I felt like then we had Christmas break and then midterms. Then alliances started to shift because, and here's really what it would be, people who took midterms seriously and people who didn't take midterms seriously.
That's true.
Oh, right? My God. Yeah. No, so you're right.
There'd be people who started to study together. Like I remember Courtney Aceto and Marlee started to study together. And that was like sophomore year. And I was like, okay, alliance with them. We used to study English together, Morgan. And it was like you would have like an alliance for like almost each season, I felt like. And then you would make plans with that person while studying in your alliance. Mm-hmm. And then
I was going to say I think it's people who were serious about midterms and not serious about midterms. But it was also, to your point, like people who took classes together.
Yes, that would cause alliances too.
Yep.
Or people who shared, like, you'd always have like a weird random new alliance with somebody like in your class. And you'd be like, hey, like, do you want to come to this? And they'd be like, yeah. And then you would kind of maybe introduce somebody as a friend of the show for like a year.
Did you ever join alliances with people who had the same exact schedule as you?
Oh, yeah, totally. I had a random ass alliance freshman year with. Do you remember? I had an alliance with name redacted. And I just remember being like, I kept trying to make her happen so badly. I thought you were going to say,
I tried so hard to make her happy.
Happy. I thought so too.
I tried so badly.
You tried to make her happen like fetch.
I tried to make her happen. I did this a few times with people. Like I would try to make them happen. Like I remember like freshman year, like in my head, I was like, oh good, I met this girl. She's in all my classes. She's kind of cool. And then I was like always trying to make her happen. Like I'd be like, yeah, and then I'll invite my friend name redacted. And people be like, okay. And she would come and just like not say anything. And I tried so badly to make her happen.
I think that I know that we can't say what sport she was involved in, but I feel the sport that you're saying that she was involved in totally makes sense. Because I can't think of a single person part of that sport that was like, you know, popular, that was like out in the open. It was like, well known that even tried, right?
So I partook in a subsidiary of that said sport, and the subsidiary people like didn't speak. So it was the same thing. Yeah. Also just like a side note, if we're talking about high school and mutes, there was this girl that everyone thought was so fucking funny. Everyone thought she was so fucking funny, and whenever I would get around her, she didn't speak. And like I knew her for like a very long time, and she just like did not speak. And so when people were like, she's like one of the funniest people ever, I was like,
I hated that shit. You were like, says who?
It says not her, because she doesn't speak. Wait, so I looked at the definition of happen. Because I was thinking about it, and it's like, how do you make somebody happen?
Right? I was trying to make her cool.
You make a star grow. I mean, Anthony, you know about like just like working star with girl. Yeah. It's like
but Morgan, you made somebody happen for a little bit, and then she happened and went away from you.
Who?
Oh, you made her happen, and then you got rid of her. You dropped her.
I didn't drop her.
I think
I don't know what happened, but it was very upset. It was upsetting. Like, her and I had like a long talk about this. We really did. At Panera Bread one day after school.
At Panera Bread, of course.
You did? And what did you guys say?
It was just like, what came down to it was like, we just had the same classes together. And I don't really, it was sad. It was very sad. We both were apologizing and it was very sad. Aww. I don't even want to get into it because I kind of feel really bad.
Oh, okay. Understandable.
But happened. Well,
that you made her happen.
I didn't try. The thing is, like, I would never, I didn't try to like make people happen. This makes me so sad. Like, I don't think there should be a happening or a non-happening.
No, like, no, we're talking about, and just reference to what it was like in high school, how the rules to survive.
But I think
high school is so gruesome. My God.
I think, Anthony, it speaks so much of like what you're doing now. Like the fact that you're trying to make someone happen in high school, and the fact that you're trying to essentially make people happen as a career now too. Right?
Yeah, oh, that's actually really.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Since I
Anthony's,
do PR?
You can see the best in people.
Wow, that is so interesting. Oh my that God, that is the weird. I never thought about that.
It's like, who? Like, I mean, like, I don't think like a normal person, or not to say like a normal person, but like anybody would, you know, go out of their way to make someone happen, you know? It takes like talent. Yeah. You know, you scouted someone.
Yeah, I was going to say, Anthony's a talent scouter.
Yeah, I am a talent scouter. All right. So guys, this time of year was also another big thing. Now, when midterms end, you know what the big thing was? All the boys started to figure out who they were. It was the picking period, who they were going to ask to have the cotillion, junior prom, or the prom. This is when it started, because cotillion asking started right after midterms.
How do you remember all this? I'm like baffled.
Wait, when was cotillion?
Mid-February.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mid-February, then junior was Easter, mm-hmm. and then senior prom.
Senior was
like
Memorial
then.
Day weekend. Yeah. Yeah. It was always like that Thursday of Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was stuff.
This was like recruiting season. For cotillion.
This was recruiting season. Now, who asked you to cotillion, Morgan?
I went with Evan Keane.
Oh, you did? I forgot. Mm-hmm. That was your boyfriend.
But
at the
I did
time.
Go. I went my freshman year with Chris Spellman.
Oh my God. I remember everybody was like, their eyes are so pretty together.
His dad hated me.
Why?
I don't know. But I just remember like when they came over for pictures, his dad like just did not look at me in the face.
Oh, it was. It probably wasn't a you thing.
There's my Leo just thinking it's all my fault.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
It ain't your fault, baby boop. Baby boop.
Baby boop.
Boop, 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 baby boop.
Yeah. No, cotillion. Who asked? Where did you go with Anthony?
I went with Gab Papali.
That's right.
Ask Gab Papali. Yeah. And I remember it was like a big deal because like a lot of the girls in our grade were like, why'd you ask a girl that's not in our grade? And I was like, who was I supposed to ask in our grade? Like
so
all of you already had
was,
setups.
So there's so much energy that was just like wasted on like that stuff. Anthony, did you triple crown all 3 years?
All 4 years. I was the only person in Bishop Eustace history to do it. I was the only person in Bishop Eustace history to ever do it. I remember Mrs. Santamaro made it such a big deal. She was like, Anthony Lario, you triple crowned your freshman year. And I remember I was like, everybody thought that it was like history being made, but then Father Nolan was like, no. This other guy did it. His little brother was in our grade, but Brad something. Not Brad Eula, Brad something. And he dated Alyssa Anderson for like 5 minutes freshman year.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Brad Bozzi or something. And
something
Chris,
like that.
And then his older brother, who was the year that was a senior when we were in eighth grade, he did it his freshman year. And everybody was like, but his junior year, he didn't go to cotillion. I remember I never tried to triple crown every year. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
But we had these dances. And when you think about it, they kind of controlled the entire second half of the year.
They did. Actually, you're so right.
So who did you go to? Did you go to any other grade? You went, wait, didn't we go to the, when we were seniors, we went to the sophomore cotillion.
When we were seniors, went to sophomore cotillion. Yeah. And
it was me, you and Catherine.
Yeah. I think Gabalino also went.
And Gab. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have so many cute pictures from that dance specifically. And I remember like being so proud of it because I got a dress from like a thrift store. And it was the coolest dress ever. Dress. Like it was like pink and purple, like tie dye, and it had like a cool cutout.
Angel hair.
Oh, and I remember doing my own makeup, and I always had like such a strife with like makeup artists because I never did my makeup right, in my opinion. So like I did my own makeup, and then my hair the night before that cotillion when we were seniors, I had like some dance things, so my hair was like super dirty and like just like. Absolutely full of hairspray and gel and whatever. My hair was so dirty. And I decided not to wash it for cotillion. And like, I did my hair and it looked like I thought so good. It was just my typical like curly hair and I hairsprayed it. But that cotillion was fun. But I got in trouble because like the kid that took me, I guess he was like talking to some girl and she got like super upset.
What girl in his grade?
In his grade, yeah.
Really? And I can't remember this.
But like I didn't like mean any like I absolutely meant no harm. Like absolutely no harm. And it was fun, but the kid like spread so many like rumors about like shit.
Oh, did he say that you gave him a hand job or something?
Yes, and like that never happened. Like we went to Panera Bread and like I helped him pick out a tie, but like
Yeah, Panera Bread's where you really do all your dirty work.
No, truly though.
Well, how and star okay?
and Starbucks.
And Starbucks. How are we okay fully grinding, dry humping our peers in front of teachers?
And then going into school that Monday in our uniforms. Like nothing happened.
Like in front of teachers. Like they'd be like, we'd be like, you know, I know how to make them stop and stare as I zone out.
Cyclone was like the main one.
She moved up on it like a cyclone.
Yes.
And we'd be like grinding and like Mrs. Bianchi would be in the corner like looking at us. I'm like, what?
And, like the girls would like compete about like who would like
was the best get, grinder.
Like, what would like, they guys would, like talk about it. Like they would compete about like who would get like lowest and like everything. Like who was so like the most crazy. Like pushback. And like the guys would talk about it. Like I remember like there was one year, I think it was my sophomore year. And I was in sixth period lunch with like just guys, like just the guys. And I sat at their table every once in a while. Like that's all they would talk about.
I remember being a part of those conversations too. And people would talk about it. It was like weird. It was like who would give you the best ass job? Like it was a job, but with your butt. And it was like we were just fully, everybody was fully erect.
But like what I can say is like sophomore year, like there was like a huge improvement between like freshman year, like grinding and like senior year because we had sophomore year cotillion as well as all the Sweet 16.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing like that ample makes no practice. Sense. This is a penis, right? The guy's mm-hmm. pleasure comes from the undercarriage of the penis. So mm-hmm. when a girl was grinding, they were only grinding on this part of the
penis. Ew, like the belly button.
No, so this is the front of the penis. So the a pleasure part is so unless the guy's dick was up, like erect in his pants, like fully upwards.
And they probably were. They probably were.
Mine was that I would get a boner when I would grind, but I would, it would be like.
Anthony's grinding.
She moves up on you like a cyclone. Yeah. And then we used to be like, the club can't even handle me right now. And the harmony that was in the back, like everybody was grinding and I'd be like.
It's like kind of good.
That song used to make me cry. Why I used to like, be in my bedroom.
Song? You know what song used to make me feel like so like nostalgia and like sad and emotional, but like also would like turn me on was Replay by IHAT.
Yes, so good.
Wait, what song is that?
Yeah, Shawty is like a melody in my head that I can't.
Yeah, like oh.
Like, I thought you meant Pondy Replay.
Na-na-na-na, every day.
Hey, yeah, that it's like one. My iPod. Yeah.
It reminds me of our freshman year dance. It does.
I used to get emotional at, what's that song by Justin Bieber? that was like
baby.
She's an eeny meeny miny money lover. Shoddy is.
Remember the write-in someone sent to us, and they were like, the guy was like waiting to like have sex with me, and all he wanted to do was play Duddy Love.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god.
But like, did anybody ever say no when they would get asked to a dance? Like, I don't. Oh, I
thought you were gonna say when they were asked to grind. What?
Remember what? When a guy in our grade asked a girl in the year above us to the prom, and it was like in a very public forum at like a sporting event, and she said yes there, but then like in private was like, no, I'm not going.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Do you remember that? It was your friend.
Shut up. Oh my god, that's right. That's mortifying.
And now maybe they'll have like a good
maybe they'll
hot.
Have like a great proposal.
Now she's gonna propose to him.
Yeah, right.
But wait, so somebody asked me to ask you this because I was talking with a guy earlier, and he was like, I told him we were gonna talk about this stuff. And he was like, wait, ask about the prom dress Facebook groups. So what was the vibe like there?
Oh my god. Okay, there must be like some trauma that I went through because all of this is like completely blacked out of my head. But the
Am I wrong? Was Mrs. Pensa in the group and she would write publicly either approved or not?
No, like sometimes I don't think she was actually in the group, but there was a year, I think it was senior year, junior, it was our junior year, Anthony. And I was the one that started the prom dress group like on Facebook.
Yeah, and if you were in a different grade but you were going to the prom, you would get added in, right?
Yeah, you get added in. And I remember there was like drama about me just like starting it because someone else wanted to start it. And
what
it was
clout
like
were they gonna get for starting the prom dress?
You can add that to your resume.
You did get like, I guess, like some clout maybe, but like I remember starting it and there was like some problem. Someone else wanted to start it, and like I just like jumped the gun, and then there was like two Facebook groups, and like we had to like merge people over, like it was like this whole thing.
Oh my
but,
god.
It got like blown over. It was just like, I thought it was the same thing with like the prom houses, like who's gonna have pictures. It was like the same thing, like you would just like merge over and like come to a truce because people like ran out of energy to like fight about it. Mm-hmm. But the funniest part I think about it was like all the girls were obviously like in the group, but like all the guys always wanted to see the group, and like there was like this secret oath that no girl would ever show any of the guys like what people were wearing.
Wait, the prom group?
Yeah.
So it was an oath that you would never show anybody what was going on in the Facebook.
It was like
group.
An unspoken rule that you couldn't show anyone.
Oh, I feel like I do remember this, and I was like, oh, I want to know what's going on in this group, and then I wouldn't be able to know. Yeah.
What?
And like,
why? What was the
problem
if you showed the guys? I got to show what my date was wearing so I could pick out a tie.
I don't know. It was like a wedding. Yeah. And like, people would also like put like their captions like, Giovanni got it from here, like Sherry Hill. Like, they put the brand and everything. Like, it was just, it was so, it was really over the top, but it was like the thing to do. Like, the thing about all of that is we didn't know any differently. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no.
I think other schools did the same thing, but
wait,
it was
obviously other schools did it because somebody asked me. He lives in New York. He's like, ask it. Did you guys do a prom dress Facebook group? Mm.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Morgan. I don't know. Yes, I think I must have been a junior when this happened, I think. But I remember
I know what you're going to talk about.
There was, yeah, like during homeroom, every single girl was like called to the gymnasium for like a talk about prom
dresses.
Anthony,
you don't remember this?
Prom dresses.
Oh,
and for maybe like 30 minutes, it was just men. That was just like,
yeah. So what happened was, I forget if it was my junior or senior year, but Miss Penza or one of the administrative like non-teachers but people who like oversaw a lot of
these we're gonna get a cease and desist from Bishop Eustace.
Basically what happened was, I think it was our junior year, and what was coming into style in the prom dresses were like a lot of cutouts, like a lot of like two pieces and like a lot of like midriff showing and like cleavage and like stuff like that. So a lot of girls were like taking the risk and like finding your prom dress and cotillion and ring mask dress was like, there were specific places. Like there were specific places that we would go and like everyone knew about. So you had to make sure that no one ordered it. Like all these prom places would like write down in their records, like what schools these dresses were going to and which proms, so that like you didn't copy. Like, it was a huge deal.
Do people ever have the same
job? And you have to think about it. They're like, there's so many people. Like the demand is super high and like no one wants to be in the same dress. Like that's like social suicide.
Think it'd be fun. If I ever wore the same, if I was a girl and I wore a dress, or all genders can wear whatever dresses that they want. Whatever mm-hmm. things that they want, you know, everybody can wear a dress. Doesn't matter. Harry Styles, whatever. Sorry, I got flustered for a second. If I wore the same dress as somebody, I'd just be like, let's take a picture. Like, look, we're in the same dress.
It's like, but then there's always like competition between like who looks better and jeez, like
people are fucking sick in the head.
I'm saying this is like a male-made concept.
This is like the patriarchy.
I think it comes from like the like Renaissance phase, because I've been watching,
which is patriarchy in a way. It's men dictating. You only compete. You're not competing for you. It's like men subconsciously,
I guess. But so where was I going with this? The prom
that you were
shop.
In the Renaissance.
Oh, with, okay. So some of the women, like the admin, were like catching wind that a lot of the girls were like getting cut out dresses and like pretty inappropriate and all this stuff. And because I think Penza, she saw like a lot of the pictures and she was like, you know, blown away in like the worst way possible. Like how could my girls, like she was coming at it from like a very protective.
It wasn't also
mindset.
Wasn't her rule. Like it was somebody else's rule. That she
well, so
enforce.
She was looking. So basically what happened, because I was there, I got called down. We all did, my whole grade in homeroom. Penza got on to the loudspeaker and she basically was like, all junior girls, like get to the field house, like immediately. It was a total mean girls scene, like out of a movie.
Junior
we all go.
Girls.
And like, we all think that we're getting in trouble for like our uniforms and we all think whatever. We had no idea. We thought maybe it was about like grinding, et cetera, whatever. And so we all sit down in the bleachers and they basically had a talk about how, like about like respecting our bodies and how
we're
beautiful no matter what. And like, we don't have to like show like a lot of skin to be beautiful, and like how she's blown away, like how smart and respected we are. And like all this stuff, like it really was like a pump up in like women's empowerment, like meeting.
Yeah. Women's empowerment, but also don't show off.
Love your body, but don't show any of it. Yeah.
Right. It was like, she basically though was saying, back to your point, like, don't like show your midriff and your cleavage, like, because the guys want to see it. So in that token, it was like it was coming from
a
protective.
What if a girl thinks that she looks beautiful in her midriff?
I mean,
somebody call her.
She
right
just
now.
She wanted to make yeah. she wanted to make sure that we weren't doing it for like the boys, you know.
I mean,
so
could
we
you
all
really,
got
if
called
you
down.
Got there and you were in a certain dress, would they really not allow you admission if you were wearing a certain dress?
Probably, I would say probably, yeah. I really
I
would.
Feel like that never happened to anybody, did it? I remember
well, because
I remember
everyone was afraid to do it.
I remember a couple of times somebody would get to the dance and it'd be inappropriate and she would like say to them like, inappropriate, but you look good or something.
Yeah.
Like
she would be like, inappropriate, but like, you look hot. Like she would do that.
I remember my date to one of the dances like got in trouble with Mrs. Penza.
Are we bleeping this or are
we don't have to bleep her name. She's a public
okay.
figure.
Okay. She's a public figure.
I remember that, and it was not even a bad dress. It was literally just like a normal. I was like, that's a dress that you would get bleeped for? In real life bleep.
Yeah.
Real life. So why do you think so many fights in high school started during this period of time?
Oh, jealousy.
Jealousy?
Jealousy.
Who's going to have the prom pre-pictures?
Underlying crushes. Yeah. All that stuff. Like it was, everyone just was in everyone's business. Like there were so many logistical things that people cared so much about, because like all we really had on our plate was class, right?
That's all we really had in our class.
So like when you bring something into like, if you bring a variable into like the mix.
Oh, like
so,
class,
like
actual school. I thought you meant like
yes,
class.
Like actually, like, yeah, like no, like actual like school. So when something else was thrown into the mix, like everyone got like super excited about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think
there were so
like
many factors at play, and people were like, I
want
to do this.
And I think I think unfortunately what it all came down to was like competition and jealousy, like who had the best what. And
yeah, yeah. Who are the best?
Which is unfortunate because, like, I mean,
remember the limo drama and be like, "Who's in whose limo?" like, shut God. Up.
It's the same. But think about it. I mean, like, if we're really going there, it's the same thing with the Ubers for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. So that none was of us have changed. I none used of us to have hate changed. Things when you had to like pick like a roommate for like a trip. Like, I used to hate stuff like that. That would give me so much anxiety.
Who would you pick, Andrew? I would always get like the bottom of the barrel. Like, it was like, okay, here are your options. And it's like, okay, this makes sense. Everyone.
I never cared. I was just like, throw me in. I really didn't. I almost wanted to just be like,
I fortunately never got like a horrible, my senior year room was like fine, but I remember it not being my first choice option because my first choice option left me off their list. Like, I put, like, we had all made a pact to like put certain people on our lists, and like the other two didn't put me on their lists, except
I
remember distinctly in the hotel in Disney,
disgusting hotel by
the way, this absolutely horrendous but yeah, I would spend like almost like 90% of my time, like if I wasn't sleeping, I had no reason to be in the room that I was spending time in the girls' room, the friends that I and don't share the same gender. And I remember Senora Barrera would come around and she knocked on the door and she
saw me. That homophobe.
And she was like, get out of there. Get out of there. And I'm like, literally, I'm out. I like, literally, you know that I'm gay. Like, what the fuck do you think's gonna
happen? I'm also not on school property. I'm also not on school property. Like, not that it matters, but
yeah, like you can't jurisdict me not to, like, for all she wanted, you could have gone to her room in the middle of the night. They didn't have ownership over you then.
Sick, yeah.
You could have realistically slept in that room if you wanted.
Oh, totally.
Nobody would have known. I remember my sleeping arrangement. Oh, I slept with Luke Sumsky, was my sleeping partner for senior trip. and I remember like us like making like a deal that like we were gonna sleep in the same bed because I don't think we knew the other two like super well, and I remember showering was the worst thing ever. Like, I remember waiting. I didn't go to breakfast in Disney one time. I went one time with you and Catherine Morgan. That was it. I would be like, you guys go eat breakfast and leave me alone in the room. Like, I just wanted it to be
did
alone.
Did you jerk off?
No, I just wanted to shower alone. I remember the bathroom was like 2 feet wide. Like, it was the smallest thing. And I was like, I just want to lock the door of the room, keep the shower door open, and just like be myself. Or I needed some alone time. But do you remember couldn't go anywhere? You'd be in the park. You'd be slaying. Remember we would just lay on the grass in the park? Yeah. And like, it was almost like we Disney like, conversion therapy.
Yeah, we were like, that's four more days. It's so funny because even like, so also our school, like if you took European history or whatever, like you got to go to Italy. And when our school and our grade hit like Italian soil, there were no rules, like none, no rules, nothing. It was why I got pickpocketed, actually.
You got pickpocketed?
I got pickpocketed on the metro. And here's the worst part, the most corny part. So it was when we landed, and we landed in Rome, and we took the metro to our first hotel, and I was like, you know, so happy, right? I was like in the motherland and whatever, no parents, no rules, the whole thing. And I remember getting to the hotel and I like could not find my wallet anywhere. And our chaperone, he would have like a meeting with us. He had a meeting with like the parents and everything. And he was just like, I really have no rules. Like, I want everyone to really experience this time. Like, it's very fun. It's very safe.
I probably would not have been allowed.
But there's one rule, and it's to not get pickpocketed. And like, I got pickpocketed apparently by like some like young girl. Like, there were pros. And so what had happened was I had my passport, thankfully. I had some cash, like, you know, sporadic throughout like all my luggage, thankfully. But I had to go to like the Italian embassy and like get identification and money and like a credit card. But like that night, I got so drunk at like our dinner with like 30 high schoolers and like our chaperone, and like
I couldn't,
everyone
imagine.
Was talking about it. And I just like kept, I kept on saying like, I have no identity. Everyone call me Baba LaMotta, Baba LaMotta. Like it was,
you
just
were
like,
unhinged.
Yeah.
And I was on, I was totally unhinged. Like
I remember, oh my God, everybody who wasn't on the European trip was just like, like fuck you guys, like, and everybody was like, oh watch, they're gonna come back with inside jokes from Europe. We were salty. That's basically what it was. Like, we were like, oh, it's just like the same way. If you don't study abroad, you're like, oh, the people who study abroad.
Yeah, that's true. Although I had a blast with my non-abroad group in college. I really did. A blast.
Oh, but I had a blast with your non-abroad group too.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
I was thinking about like stories like that, like, because Andrew and I were talking about like, oh, what do people think when like the plane lands, and, like people clap when the plane lands.
Oh yeah, I was thinking like, earlier, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, I was thinking
about, I like, oh it
God, when people clap when the plane lands. I was like, I'm really, I like curious it. What Anthony thinks about that. Yeah,
I like it. That's
if
my,
it's after a bumpy flight, then sure. But if it's like where I'm going to Boston, or I'm going to, you know, somewhere, and it's just like lands and we go like this, it's like, I guess. I mean, do you clap
like there's,
every time
it's
I take a meeting?
It's twofold, because it's in one token, it's like very old fashioned, and the other token, it's very communal. So yes. where do you stand?
I would clap. If everybody's clapping, I'll clap. It's the same way that I'll clap on a movie.
Anthony, next time you land on an airplane, just stand up and see if people clap, and you'll get a
standing
ovation.
You can't stand. You can't stand.
Oh. Well,
but I was thinking about snow and how everybody's like the snow, like everybody just loves snow all of a sudden. And then when there's too much snow, it's like, too much snow.
Here's the moral of the story is you can't make anybody happy.
You can't make anybody
nothing,
happy.
Nothing's ever good enough. The one thing I'll say about snow is if it's winter and it's gray out and it's raining, I'd rather it be snow than rain. That's it.
Totally. I agree. But if you have snow, okay, uh-huh. Let's say you have snow. Mm-hmm. It's really fucking snowing, okay?
Okay.
People are like, oh my God, I wish it would stop snowing. Oh my God, the snow. There's so much snow. But then like the night before it's supposed to snow, everybody's like, it's gonna snow.
Like, where did that switch? Where did that switch? How many inches did that switch?
It's like, we're gonna get a little bit of snow tomorrow. Everybody get ready. There's going to be some snow.
You better sleep with your spoon under your pillow.
Sleep with your spoon under your pillow because it's going to snow tomorrow. And then you get up.
And then
and
we wake
like,
up and everyone's like,
look at the snow. And you look at the snow. You're like, look at the snowflake. So you go outside, you get a snowflake. And then like a couple of hours later, you're like, it's closed. Don't get in your car. The roads are bad. There's snow.
The plow. The fucking plow.
The salt. Take salt out. Get the snow.
I'm disappointed. You know, I'm disappointed because what does it take? Snow. What does it take for people to just be happy?
Be happy. But you know what? We'll be happy if you subscribe 5 stars to the shit show. Yep. And rate 5 stars, subscribe, leave a review. Subscribe. I saw there was some of you did your homework because we gained about 10 new reviews since the last
episode.
Now
you have 3 teachers here. You have the teacher. No, you have the professor, that's Anthony. You have the student teacher, that's me. And you have the protege, that's Andrew. I keep
even
on
though
doing
he
that.
Teaches, how about that review that we got where it was like, Andrew tells you guys are wrong a lot?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, he's that. The only voice of reason in the room. And
like, all right, guys. Well, I got a PR crisis to go take care of. So true. I love you all.
Love you. Thank you so much.
The shit show.
Yeah, that was a shit show.